Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Good episode of UFC Unfiltered today. Dana White's Contender Series winner Charles Byrd calls in. Matt and myself are hanging out. We goof off and we get stood off. I'm going to keep going.
What?
Stood up. We get stood up. I don't know, a guy fighting for a belt.
Jaws are dropped throughout this arena. Nobody is sitting down.
Chasing that finish. Elbows raining down.
Oh! On the button!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, he hurt him again!
He's out!
This is UFC Unfiltered. And now, your hosts, Jim Norton and Matt Serra.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. I'm Jim Norton. Matt Serra's here with me.
Hello, Jimmy!
I like that.
I was saving it, Jimmy. I was
like
kind of mellow the whole time sitting here.
Yeah, you are.
So I just cut you off mid-sentence and just yell your name.
I love it.
Sorry, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, there's obviously huge news everybody's talking about.
Let's talk about it.
Tickets for my tour are on sale
yes!
at jimnorton.com.
Yes!
If you want to come and see me live, I'm hitting at least 15 or 20 cities from September to November.
Kneeling room only?
New York, LA, a whole bunch of places. I like it very much, actually. Your promotion is a lot better than mine. So go to jimnorton.com if you want to see me live, a brand new hour of material. Now, I just made a little
guess. I know you did that.
I couldn't help it. This John Jones news has me very upset.
Yeah, now it's getting us all upset because you're shitting yourself.
By the time people hear this, we pre-tape a day before. There may be other statements that come out by the time you hear this. So we have to say that because you may hear it and we sound like outdated idiots. Like, what are these guys doing? You know, you can only tape a podcast a day in advance.
Day late, dollars, but listen, it's fucking crazy news. Chris, the producer, I can't just say Chris, it sounds weird at this point.
Yes.
What did you find out about this so-called steroid?
Yeah, so according to TMZ, he tested positive for a steroid called Turinabol, and it's typically an oral steroid. It has a six-week detectable cycle, whatever you want to call it. Like, you could find it in the system for 6 weeks. And he failed an in-competition test, which means...
At the weigh-ins, right?
Wait, hold on.
It's sometime between the weigh-in and when the fight is. It's the 12 hours preceding the fight.
Let me ask. All right, you just said a fancy word. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What does that do?
Weigh-in is what they do when the fight...
No, I understand. I understand, Jimmy. I did those weigh-ins. But
so if you motherfucker.
The steroid itself, what does the steroid
Turinabol.
Do?
Oh, Turinabol.
Yeah, Turinabol. Everybody should know that.
I know what it is. I take it.
What is it, Jimmy? Oh.
Makes you impotent, apparently.
Well, do you know what it does?
I do know it's good for repair and for injury recovery. I know that.
Yeah, it.
What is it?
It allows for more free testosterone. Basically, what you would do, I'm not an expert on it, but I was reading it, that you would stack it typically with another type of anabolic steroid because it provides, like Jimmy said, a lot of, recovery.
Fast recovery. Yeah. And they said it makes you stronger, not necessarily bigger.
Leaner,
It makes you, you're saying strong, so it makes you more powerful.
Right.
When he's throwing a kick, it's going to be more powerful than if he's not on this shit.
The question is, would he be crazy enough, because it's got a 4 to 6 week ramp up, it wouldn't be like he would take it the day of, because it wouldn't do you any good.
It would
good
do nothing to take it.
I don't care when he took it.
No, but that's why it doesn't make sense that he would take it.
Well, let's...
Right, the detectable, it's detectable for 6 weeks. So if he didn't fail...
Or the oral gets out of your system faster, I've been told, than the injected.
Okay, but even if it's, say it's 2 weeks, whatever, if he didn't fail another drug test within 2-3 weeks before the fight, if that's the only test he failed, why would he take a steroid 12 hours before the fight when that's going to do absolutely nothing?
And he knows he's going to be tested. He knows, I heard he's been tested like 7 times this year already.
Yeah, I'm sure he was. Yeah,
he's not that stupid. He couldn't be that stupid.
There's people listen to people. I mean, you can't, I mean... He got, listen, obviously they stripped him of the title. Right?
No, he's not
officially. No, they're waiting until they go through the B sample and all that stuff.
All right, you want to, we didn't hear from him yet. Well, at least we didn't.
If he says I hear something. He's devastated, yeah.
So, what you heard, that's what you heard? He's devastated?
He's devastated, yeah.
What devastated that he got busted, or devastated
or just that this whole? I mean, he's not going to say that. But what devastated? I know someone on his team, one of his trainers, I think, was saying that this whole thing is a setup. I don't believe it's a setup.
By who? USADA?
Or here's what this is going to sound crazy.
Because it's an independent company, the USADA.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think that's what they're alluding to. I think maybe he's just implying that somebody put something where it shouldn't have been. Well, who knows?
Is it possible? And maybe I'm just a big John Jones whore. This microphone smells weird.
Maybe it's your fucking ass.
No, my ass smells good.
You want to switch it?
No.
All
right. Is it possible?
Talk to me.
Only because it doesn't make sense that he would take this right before the fight. Is it possible that somebody could put a pill in your drink? I would not say that about any other circumstance other than the fact it seems too crazy under the scrutiny he's under. And I know I'm probably wrong, but it sounds insane to take it the day of the fight. Or what do you think? Maybe someone told me he wouldn't get busted and he did?
I don't. We could sit here and assume all day long. It's so weird. But if it is true, let's say it is true.
Yeah.
We could say it's not true all day long, and we don't know. We're going to find out. But if it is true that he took a performance enhancing drug to help him in this fight, and the way that fight ended,
sure.
If he is guilty. I don't think this guy should ever fight again. I think it's assault is what I think it is. I think it's criminal is what I think it is. He hit him with that. When you're going in there, now, especially you're doing it by the, I mean, listen, I never took anything. I always competed, you know, by the rules as far as I never did anything. Now, if somebody did something that I fought, and who knows if they did back when I, you know, in the day, if I found out they did and I got hurt in that fight, like look at DC, man, that fight, all the memes that were made and oh he's crying, oh he got and he's stumbling around a thing, he almost got decapitated. If this turns out to be true and he's guilty, man, I don't mean that guy could I don't. There's no, and they're saying, oh, it could be the end of his career. There's a 4-year.
It should be the end of his career.
It should be. I don't think the guy should ever, if he's guilty, he should not be able to fight again. And it should be criminal, man. I mean, in a sense where it's like assault. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's unfair. It's fucking unfair. You're doing bodily harm to somebody, and it's not a level playing field.
And I'm not saying that I'm such a naive idiot that I think somebody spiked it. I'm only saying that because of the way this thing seems to work, and it literally makes no sense to me how a guy coming back from this, under the scrutiny he's under, could be so stupid as to do. Like I can't comprehend this someone being that. I'm not saying they couldn't be, but you know what I mean. It's hard for me to wrap my head around anyone being that way.
We also don't know what amount is in his system. You know what I mean? If it's like he popped a pill and that's what it is, or if it's a trace amount. You know, that's the thing. We really don't know. It could be another case of a contaminated.
Yeah, I know.
Supplement. Who knows?
That's a stretch. Though. How many times these guys?
It's just weird to me that it's the. It is that 12-hour window. You know what I mean? So it's like whatever happened, it would.
Well, how long before
sense.
That was he tested? Maybe it wasn't that. Maybe it was 2 weeks before and he hadn't been tested.
But it's in competition, well, so it has to be out. 12 hours before the fight. That's
but if
what
it's
in
still in his system and they test him 12 hours before the. It shows up in competition. Right, yeah, right. Maybe he took it 2 weeks before, thinking he could cycle out of it or be out of it, and then all of a sudden a trace amount remained that he didn't know would remain.
Possible. Yeah. I don't know the time, but I don't know when he was tested before that.
So. How can these guys avoid tests?
Well, they can't really.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, man. Listen, it's really hard to really like let loose on it until we know.
Yeah.
Know what's up, man. I want to hear what he has to say. What is he going to say about this?
I don't want to believe it. If it's true, you know, it's obviously a huge betrayal of anybody who really believed in Jones. And we defended him on the show, and I've defended him on my other radio show, and I like the guy. You know, there was things he's a flawed person. But I didn't see him as a steroid cheat. And a buddy of mine works out there. And he told me that a long time ago. He's like, he just doesn't have a reputation. This when it first happened, he's like, he does not have that reputation. So that's why you kind of just don't want it to be true that a guy is actively cheating. That a dick pill is one thing.
Yeah.
Right.
This is another.
I read a quote by him saying, well, you know, after the first fight, he was saying that... What was DC saying? Like Jones was basically saying that you're saying I won the first fight because of steroids or something. What are you going to say after this? What's your excuse after this fight? So now this shit happens. You know what I'm saying?
That's what.
It's like
it doesn't make sense that he after you know it's like. I can't describe why it doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. What? It doesn't. It's like that literally
somebody got caught cheating.
No. But that, of course,
you're saying
not.
The circumstances.
Not that he's above cheating, but literally with everybody watching you, everybody talking about this, you're coming back from this, you're being tested. You know they're gonna fucking test you. Right. To still do it is you're better off just losing the fight.
People have a way of trying to get around. I mean, let's think about this for a second. When how long was John Jones? How long has USADA been involved? That John's been fighting and that, you know what I'm saying? Like, how long has USADA been involved with the UFC? And then look at how many times did John Jones fight after they've been involved.
Right. Well, it's got to be, I mean, it kind of came into place after GSP retired. I'm just trying to.
Let's see if we get that.
That's three years ago?
Yeah, 3 years or so.
Tell me how many times John Jones fought after USADA's been implemented into the UFC.
Matt made this point to me last night, and I just know where he's going. It's a very strong point.
Well, let's see what's
It's a strong point, though.
Well,
let's say, okay, so he fought against Glover Teixeira in April 2014. Then he fought in January 2015, April 2016, and July 2017. So let's say three, four fights.
He fought that when it was?
Yeah.
That you... You sure.
When did USADA start?
When did USADA start exactly? Do you know?
Well, but he was going back 2014.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
I mean, 2014? I'm just guessing, but let's see exactly when USADA started.
Well, if you start assuming, you know what that means.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Do you make it a? I don't know, you maybe do that? You're so funny, Jimmy.
It launched in June 2015.
Oh, this is
so. John has fought three times then under since USADA.
Not including Cormier.
Not including before this. So twice before this, then. The first Cormier fight in 2015, January 3rd, 2015. Oh, no, it would be... So he's only fought once. The Ovince St. Preux fight.
Fucking Matt Serra got... on the phone last night said to me, after we were done doing what we were doing, we were talking dirty, he said to me, this might have something to do with the fact, if he's doing it, that USADA was not around for all this time, and the only fight he's had was OSP, and he did not fight as well. And that was Matt playing devil's advocate. You explain your point, but I'm saying Matt said this to me last night, and you just said four, and now you're like, oh no, it was just OSP.
Yeah, it's actually that one
fucking
fight,
Matt
right?
Serra.
Hey, Christopher, dude, look at the guy. I didn't go, oh, okay, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah, so you always text me saying,
Mr. Assume.
He texts me a lot saying, Matt's stupid. I'm like, no, he's not.
Thanks, Christopher.
Fantastic point.
Yeah, he made that last night. If OSP was his only fight...
So that means if he is busted for this, talk about ruining your legacy. You might not be the same guy off that shit. So let's just say, I'm not that guy to attack a guy unless all the shit's out there.
Sure.
If it does turn out to be true, and you just stated the facts, Christopher, dude, actually, I brought that shit up. You kind of just read some shit. Oh, he fought four times since USADA. Wrong. Oh, my bad. Only one, the fight that he didn't look good in.
I was just guessing.
All right. He said it like it was fucking fact, cocksucker.
He did. But anyway. You're saying that a lot of those fights, the rules may have been a bit more lax, and maybe someone said, look, you will not get, USADA is here, you can't do this, and then he fought and didn't feel as well, and went, fuck it, I have to chance it.
It's a wacky coinkadink, if anything. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what happens. If he is busted, and he did take a steroid... Am I talking funny because I feel like I got a belch?
No.
Okay. Then it's a very, very, very interesting look on his whole career. So let's just see what's up, man.
And poor Cormier. Cormier said he's very emotional now. He's on his honeymoon. He's such a lovely guy.
He's still emotional? No, I'm only fucking around. Of course he is. But listen.
I mean, hearing this news, he doesn't know how to do it.
He's going to be still the champ is what's going to happen.
By the way, do we have his statement, what Cormier said?
Yeah, I have it over here. He says,
I guess we don't get to read it.
It's hard to find words to describe how I'm feeling right now. I'm disappointed.
Well, talk about Cormier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I didn't mean you were really that's statement. Cormier. Sorry, I didn't know. Kneeling room only. Jokes like that, folks.
He says, I'm disappointed to hear the news. It's very emotional.
Go ahead.
It's very emotional. We as athletes are entitled to due process, and I will refrain from saying much more until I know exactly what happened.
Yeah, he's... he would remain the champ, but that's got to still weigh heavy on his mind. Even if John did do it and they reinstate Cormier, that's still got to be on his... Like, that thing, like, oh, my God.
What? Well, he can...
Dude, if he cheated...
No, but the same guy I couldn't beat twice or whatever.
Well, he can't... Maybe he can't beat him because the guy's... listen... It's hard to even. I'm talking as if he's guilty. I don't want to do that because it's. But you know, there's a reason to be like, what the fuck? He did get, you know, flagged and whatever. So when this thing all plays out, and if it does come to light that he did in fact cheat, DC could have been undefeated. You understand? Like, I mean, right? I mean, he only has two losses. I mean, we'll never know. If he's guilty, he robbed DC of an honest assessment if he is the best ever. Because, it's not fair. It's just not fucking... Not only is he younger, reach and this and that, he knows how to fight. If he's cheating, man, to this guy... people are saying, oh, his career, F his career, man. The guy almost, what if DC would have died from that head kick?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If he is found guilty, he should be brought up on like assault charges. That's what I think. Fuck yeah. Throw the book at him. But let's see what happens.
Yeah, I don't want to say he's guilty yet.
I know.
It just makes no sense to me, but
I don't know, man.
Matt's OSP point is a good point.
Yeah, somebody else is going to take credit for it.
No, that's the best point I've heard so far about the whole thing.
Yeah, and Matt made it to me. Man.
Thank you.
I like to say I was a part of it.
It's kind of like the barbershop branch thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Cormier continued, by the way. He said, in my mind, on July 29th, I competed and I lost. I thought John Jones was the better man that day. I don't know what to think anymore. Yeah. I can't believe we're going through all this again.
By the way, that's the difference. And again, I'm not shitting on Ronda because I like her, but that's the difference between those two. When you lose, you make a statement.
Ronda's not a very good loser.
It's okay to lose, you know what I mean? But that's what it is. Hey, I think they were the better. Even Connor.
No.
You know, for as much shit as Connor talks, when Nate tapped him, I saw an interview Connor did. He's like, yeah, he was the better man. He beat me.
Bitter pill to swallow.
But he took it like a fucking man. He lost.
Bitter, that pill.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
It's a bitter pill to swallow?
Oh, it's a bitter pill to swallow. I can't do an accent.
That's a bitter pill to swallow. Neither can I. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah. he talked about it. He didn't run away from it. You got to address it head on. And to me, that knocks that demon down. Because he said these are very dark days for him. Poor Cormier.
Yeah.
He's probably very depressed.
Well, this is unbelievable. I mean, he's got to be stunned by the whole thing. It's crazy.
Dude, let's just see how this plays out. It's going to be interesting. To say the least. Who do we got calling in?
Charles Bird.
Yeah, Charles Bird.
Charles Bird calling in. Kicking ass on the Contender Series.
Yes, he is. 2-0.
Good for him. He does a nice little thing. Chris, the producer, said he didn't have a wrestling background when I asked him. But he does he's almost going down like a sacrifice throw, like slash lateral drop. And he did it. I saw him do it 3 times between both fights. He's about to get taken down. Oh, I'm almost on my ass. Oh! The old Rochambeau.
Both fights on the Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series.
Why are you saying that like I'm like jealous that it's not looking for a fight or so? You're saying it like weird.
That is true. I didn't like that.
I know. It's not Chris the producer.
Very unnecessary.
Yeah, a little like, yeah. I like the Contender Series. I like looking for a fight better. Dana White looking for a fight. The San Diego one episode is out. Check that out. Oh, so much fun.
It is.
Myself, Dean Thomas, the hijinks, the laughter, the adventure. Are we going to find a fighter? I don't know. You have to watch. Fuck it is. Oh, we have someone on the phone. Jimmy?
Hello
there. How are you, sir? Charles Bird. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Congratulations, being 2-0.
He's asking who it is.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. This is Jim Norton and Matt Sarah. We're not as important as we thought we were. Sorry, Charles.
Charles, you're banging out a lot of interviews today. What's going on?
Just two. That's two.
Oh, so we're one. We're one of two.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
This is UFC.
Yeah, y'all are more. Y'all are definitely the bigger one, though.
Oh, thank goodness. That made us feel a little better.
So now, Charles, you're a 33. You're from Arkansas. And how long have you been fighting?
I started fighting amateur of 2008.
What did you do before then?
Just played football, sports. I mean, I've always kind of been active, running, biking, stuff like that.
Now, you've never wrestled or no?
Yeah, I wrestled in high school.
Oh, you did? I asked my producer about your background, and he's like, oh, he did karate and taekwondo. I go, what?
No, Muay Thai.
Oh, Muay Thai.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had a little bit of a wrestling background, because I see you use a sacrifice throw, like a lateral drop. What is the throw you use when you're about to get taken down? And I saw you use it 3 times within those 2 fights. And mm-hmm. It's like you go, I don't know if it's just an instinct of yours or because it's not like a clean lateral drop, but it's money. You get on top. You're about to be taken down and then you reverse it and get on top. Is that something you use a lot?
Yeah, that's something I use quite a bit in training. My wrestling coach, Coach Bertolino, that's something that I learned that from him, and I just implemented in my game. Every time, you know, I feel the clinch over under, I mean, I can hit that throw from both sides. It's kind of something I always fall back on.
That's great, man, because the guy thinks he has you at the last second, man. Boom! I don't think so. Bird on top! Yeah. Throwing bombs. Listen, you're getting a lot of... How has your life changed a little bit from being on this? A lot of people watching you on the Contender Series?
Yeah, I just got a lot more notoriety, just people reaching out to me on social media. You know, just the different feel, you know, just feeling like I'm, you know, kind of, you know, accomplished something in the past 2 months, I guess.
Now, when you played football, what position did you play?
I was running back, and I was a safety. Defensive end as well.
Did you have any inclination to fight back then? Did you have any idea that was something you wanted to do? Or would you do it like just to fuck around?
No, I've always wanted to fight. It's just, you know, never just taking the time. I got caught up with just sports in high school that I never actually, because I wanted to box and get into actual kickboxing.
Well, what kind of area was Pine Bluff that you grew up in?
Well, no, I was born in Pine Bluff. I'm a product of the United States Marine. I lived all over.
Oh.
That was just where I was born. Yeah, I lived in Hawaii, North Carolina, and California.
Oh, okay. So did you go into Special Forces or nothing like that?
No. My dad was in the Marines. He just moves us around a lot. You know how the military is.
Oh, you're not a Marine. Okay, how am I hearing this?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, because it didn't say that. I was like, wow, I missed that on the prep sheet. Yeah, my father's military too, but he was Army Reserves, so we went nowhere.
Okay.
My father just went away. Once a year, he'd go away for like 2 weeks, you know, and just do on active duty.
Yeah. Yeah, my dad stayed gone quite a bit. He was in Desert Storm and all that.
Now, what were you, listen, after that second fight in the UFC, right after you submitted him, a couple minutes after, you get offered the contract now by Dana White. Now, what are your emotions like when you get that contract?
Man, I was just so, happy, excited, you know, feel like I finally got it done, you know, the second time, worked, you know, I'm just excited and, you know, excited for the future, really, to see, you know, test myself against the highest level there is.
And I see your personal hero is Muhammad Ali. You're a big fan? You're a big fan of Muhammad Ali?
I'm a huge fan of Muhammad Ali.
Well, yeah, it's not surprising considering you wanted to box, but I'm going to guess it was more than just the way he fought.
No, it was everything about Muhammad Ali. If I've had a chance, I don't know if you had a chance to go visit the Muhammad Ali Center in Louisville.
Do you know, I went to it. I went into it for a minute and it was closed. I was down there doing a gig. Yeah, I did go to the Ali Center. I think I bought two shirts. When I was down there, but I didn't get to go in because it was like 5 o'clock. It was just closing.
Yeah, I made that trip out there. I mean, just everything about who he was, you know, just kind of inspired me in a lot of ways.
What do they have in the actual Ali Center? Oh, you know what I saw in that center? Did you see his big brown car? He had like some convertible Mercedes or something downstairs. Did you see that?
Is that when you first walk in the lobby? I think I did. I think I do remember seeing that.
It is, yeah. That's all I do. I'm a big lobby guy. I went to Nashville. I went to the Johnny Cash Museum. I went to the gift shop, and then I fucking went right back out. I'm not a big museum guy.
Yeah. Now, his museum is pretty nice, man. They got all this gear in there, and then just they have a theater where they kind of explain, you know, a lot of, you know, some things. That, I mean, I know there's a lot of things about Muhammad Ali, but there's a couple of things that a lot of people don't know that they show in that theater and like a little documentary.
What was the coolest thing you saw there? Like, which piece of his career did you like the most that you saw?
I mean, the memorabilia and stuff like that, all the trophies. I mean, all that was cool. I mean, they showed everything from, you know, from start to finish that he had had and trained in and fought in. I mean, the whole setup is pretty nice. I recommend anybody to go check it out.
Now, your nickname is Kid Dynamite, which obviously was, that's how I first heard of Mike Tyson. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I was in rehab at the time. It's a long story. But I think it was Kid Dynamite is what it said on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He was 18 years old and undefeated. Now, did that nickname come because you like Tyson, or did somebody give that to you?
No, it came because of Tyson.
It did.
I loved his style when he was Kid Dynamite. He took everybody out so quick, you know.
Do you think I think he was very underrated as far as being a smart guy in the ring, too. Like, you know, people thought he was just this brute who knocked people out, but he was a really, like, you talk to him or you listen to him talk about boxing, he's a really, really knowledgeable, calculating guy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely. I mean, he talks about it, about how, you know, he used to study all the old fighters and all the old tapes, Jack Dempsey and all those guys, Floyd Patterson. I mean, he's very intelligent in the way he fought. I mean, There's a lot of aggression, but I mean, he was definitely knew what he was doing.
Now, you're a fighter, so we'll ask you. I think you're the only fighter we're talking to today. There was a possibility we were going to talk to Ray Borg, but obviously he has bigger press to do. So, what do you think of what's going on with John Jones? You know, we're literally just getting the news.
I don't know. I mean, I was shocked. I'm sure everybody's shocked. I really don't know. I can only imagine what the UFC feels, but I don't know. I mean, I figured, you know, after that, the first time and him coming back, the redemption, you know, the whole everything, him getting his belt back. I mean, I would assume that, you know, he would, you know, not make that mistake. So I don't know. I really don't know what to think until they do the, I'm sure they're probably going to test the other sample. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, they got to test the B sample and then they make a decision, and you know, I'm sure he'll appeal it. Now that you're a middleweight, so you got the contract. So what does that mean now? You're going to get a fight on one of the UFC cards? Have they told you anything?
No, not yet. I haven't heard anything yet. I haven't heard as far as when they're going to book me next.
What do you think? Just
ready.
What do you think of the middleweight division in general?
Well, I think what I bring to the middleweight division, I mean, I know I don't have the big size, but, I mean, I'm going to always be in shape. I have the same speed, power, more power, and I feel like I'm well-rounded. I can compete in all areas. So I feel like I'll bring a lot, something different besides just size, you know.
Now, were you really, what were you doing right before? Were you delivering bread literally right before you got, you fought that first fight?
No, I delivered bread a while back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've literally done it all, yeah.
But it is funny when you look back at the other jobs and you think, all right, this is going to be my life. This is what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden, what was the opportunity that came that actually got you in front of Dana White?
I took a fight last minute for Legacy and just destroyed a guy that was 10-2. And I think that helped, and, you know, just keep my name out there, just, you know, constantly just trying to position myself to, you know, for an opportunity. I was always trying to stay ready for a last-minute shot if it came about for the UFC. So I think it just kind of worked out in his favor.
Besides training, what are you doing in your downtime? Tell us about your hobbies.
Oh, man, I love hiking. I'm an outdoors guy.
Oh, yeah?
I love hiking. That's something I like to do, just... I like to be out in nature, just, you know.
You're a nature guy. You go camping and stuff?
Not so much camping. I mean, I do some camping, but not like, you know, hiking out or just, you know, camp. But I like to hike. I just like to be outside and just do certain things. I like to run.
No wonder why you're in such good shape.
I'm such a non-outdoors person. I get so fucking freaked out by bugs and the woods. Aren't you afraid of getting lost? That scares the shit out of me. I'm going to get lost.
Getting lost kind of excites you a little bit. You just try to find your way back. I don't know.
Now, did you ever have an incident with a friend of mine goes camping all the time, and he's bumped into like black bears and rams. Have you had anything or a goat? Maybe it was a goat. I'm saying it's a ram. It's probably a goat. Have you seen anything that you thought might attack you?
Yeah, I ran into a coyote once. The first time ever doing that, and that kind of freaked me out because he didn't see me, and I walked right up on him coming out of a brush.
Oh shit!
I didn't know what to expect. Was he what?
Wiley? I don't know. Wiley Coyote. It's a fucking horrible. That's a Chip Chipperson joke. I'm sorry.
Don't blame Chip for that one.
Yeah, listen. And Chris dropped the ball with the booze.
Yeah, sorry.
But listen to me. They can't all be gems. What'd you do when you saw the fucking coyote, Bird?
Man, I took off running like anybody would.
Did it come after you?
By the time I got through running and turned around, he was gone. So I guess he probably ran the other direction. I don't know. I just got out the way.
Where were you? They usually people see them in LA all the time. Like they attack people's dogs.
Yeah, fucking coyotes.
Uh huh.
Holy shit. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Where were you?
I was in a state park out here in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of roaming around. The trail had been closed. I wasn't supposed to be on the trail, and I saw it, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
How big was it? How big?
Well, I can remember. I mean, it was probably about the size of like a medium sized dog, like a medium sized German Shepherd, not a big one. It's a little kind of halfway.
Are they known to be aggressive?
I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't trying to stick around and figure it out, though.
I hear you.
I was trying to get out the way.
Man, I hear about stuff like that, and then people talk about, like, in L.A., whatever. What do they have? What do they have? The Bobcats or some shit?
Mountain lions.
Mountain lions. Is that way off? Bobcat. Am I way off?
No, I think they have them, too.
Anyway, I hear about that shit, and I'm thinking about people like, oh, it's nice in the hills and the nature walks. I'm like, I would have to always carry around like a shank with me or something. I'd have to have something with me.
A pistol, fuck a shank. It's not.
You gotta get a license for that.
You gotta shank it like it's a guy.
I'll be like a 5'6" Liam fucking. What's his name? What's the guy that's from
Liam Taken? Neeson.
Yes. You ever see that movie with him fighting the wolves? He fucking got.
That's the one where he broke where he got stranded right out there at the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it was something. What the fuck was that? What was that movie? What a funny, not a funny movie. It was horrendous, but it was a
bad movie.
It wasn't a great movie, but no, it was okay. It was
fighting wolves.
Well, at the end, he got cornered, so he got like a bunch of these glass bottles, and he put it between his fingers, and he broke the bottles, and he was gonna fight the fucking wolf. And it ended with the wolf jumping on him. And I don't know if you waited until after the credits, which I did for some reason.
Is it the gray?
The gray. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, they show that he got the wolf too when the wolf jumped on him.
Did he get killed as well?
Yeah, he didn't make it. It was pretty depressing.
They kind of jumped him. That's the one where they pushed him all the way back towards the den. That's what it was. That's how he ended up in ambush.
He got definitely at the end. He got screwed. But we kind of gave that away. Spoilers for the gray that came out in 2010.
Yeah, I was never going to see the gray. I thought it was about a pube I found. So you have no indication of when you might be fighting.
No, not yet. I haven't heard anything yet. I'm still kind of finishing up the USADA stuff, getting that submitted. So, I mean, I'm sure I'll find something out pretty soon.
What do you think of Bisping against GSP? They haven't announced it yet, but we all think it's going to happen.
I don't know. I like GSP in that. I think he's going to come back with something to prove. And I know he's been training since he's been gone.
So you don't think the three-year layoff is going to hurt him against Bisping?
I think it will, but, I mean, his wrestling was so far above what what Bisping's was. I mean, I think he can kind of fall right back into that.
Now, looking at the division, and you're about to enter it, the world stage, is there any particular fighter that you go, listen, I'd like to debut in the UFC, I'd like to fight this guy. That would be a good style for me. Now, before you say, before you say, whoever they give me, I'm a professional and yada, yada. Is it anybody? Now, people like honesty. If you, anybody you say that guy, you maybe watched him fight before, you know he's in your weight class, don't worry about hurting people's feelings. You're not here to make friends. Just tell us, is there anybody you're like, yo, I'd like to be locked in a cage with that guy. Put me in my debut.
Man, honestly, to be all honest, I mean, I don't really have a name. I'm really open to fighting anybody. I care. I don't care if it's in the top 10.
Hold on.
Somebody last minute.
Bird, you know what I think of that answer? I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, pal.
Yeah.
You got a good personality. I can tell already.
Yeah, you should have said Jacare. Are you going to fight?
Anybody. After when you do fight, promise. You don't have to do this. But as a guy who's been around, you know, and I know what people like, when you get your fight in your debut and things go as planned, you take care of business. Have a name ready.
Have a name ready.
Have a name ready, Bird.
Yeah. That's how these fights. That's how these fights happen. Because somebody has a name.
I see that.
And
I
you're excited.
I remember a lot of guys talking about that. Now I'm definitely have a name ready. I'm definitely gonna have somebody.
Go ahead. You don't have to be a poet, but you don't have to be like your hero Muhammad Ali. You don't have to come up with a nursery rhyme. You just have to say, "Look, man, lock me in the cage with that guy." And he's not getting out.
Hey, Kevin Lee is fighting Tony Ferguson. I mean, Kevin Lee is jumping over Edson Barboza and a couple of other guys. So
he's a great fighter, but he's also not bad on a mic either.
He's great on the mic.
He's very honest.
Sometimes you talk your way into a great fight. You talk your way into a championship fight.
Did you hear Kevin Lee's response to the John Jones thing?
No.
I can't repeat
it.
I'm not. Well, go watch it. I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot. There was a lot of, man, that N-word. It was a lot of N-word. Okay. I can't say it. I'd feel weird. It'd get awkward on this thing. But go watch it. But I'm just saying, he is who he is, that guy.
Yeah, I love
Kevin Lee. I like Kevin Lee. I do.
Yeah,
you know?
I like him a lot. I think he's well-rounded. Yeah. I think he's good for his division.
Well look, man, it was really fun watching you. Congratulations on those two fights. And congratulations on getting the UFC contract. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. That's huge, dude.
Man, I appreciate it, guys. I really do. Appreciate you guys having me on.
We're happy to, man. And we're happy that this series is like exposing people to a lot of fighters who are up and coming. And it's a great way to get into the UFC. You have the Ultimate Fighter house and show, and you got this. It's nice to see. And, of course, you have Looking for a Fight.
Oh, I thought you were going to leave that out.
Of course not. Dana White's Looking for a Fight featuring Dean Thomas and... Matt Serra.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
But hey, listen, promise us that when you do get, you know, hey man, you know the ETA when you're coming to gonna fight, come back on here and bullshit with us some more.
Yes, sir. I will do. I definitely will.
All right. Congrats again, man. Thanks for hanging
thank
with us.
Thank you very much, Charles. Take care, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys. You have a good one.
Yes, and congratulations. Support for UFC Unfiltered comes from our good friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. They understand that home plays a big role in your life and family, obviously. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to buying a home or refinancing your existing home loan. And it's such an intimidating process for all of us. Look, this is really simple. Allowing you to fully understand all the details and be confident you're getting the right mortgage for you. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient. Our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at the touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/unfiltered. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
By the way, people were tweeting me. Barbosa had shoulder surgery. He's still
recovering.
What it is.
Okay,
so
cool.
He's an injury.
It was an injury. That's fine. Yeah. I accept that answer.
Yeah. Did you ever get like
but he doesn't need his shoulders. He's fucking, that's him, Barbosa. He kicks.
We're getting so comfortable in here with each other. Like, we know each other. Like, I'm cramped. Fuck.
What happened?
Stop cramping.
You cramped up? Oh,
God,
I couldn't be happier right now. I'm so happy.
Sorry.
I'm so happy that this happened.
What are you getting? Your calf? What's the matter?
No, he's
my hamstring, I think.
Oh. I'm tempted to get behind him.
Bending over. So we get used to each other's mannerisms and stuff. So we're talking, and it's kind of like something at home, like with my wife or something. Like I poured my diet Dr. Pepper, which was warm as fuck.
Piss warm.
Piss warm. I touch it. And he goes, it's a little cool.
Cool.
I'm like, dude, what is this? I'm not a prima donna. But the point is, he's like, well, a little bit. Okay, listen, I got to be taking
care. Hey, Chris, where's some cookies?
Listen. So he brought me a glass with ice. Actually, Brittany did.
Yes.
Brittany's so sweet.
Sure.
So Brittany got me a nice glass of ice. So during this interview, I pour it a little bit. And I get a shake of the head and a naughty look. Like I made some noise because it's like it went.
For me, I didn't care.
It fizzed. Not from you, Jimmy.
Oh.
From that motherfucker.
I gave a little hand.
My wife sees any PP on the bowl, I missed. And she goes, and shakes her head. He fucking shook his head at me like I was I was looking for something to throw at him and I didn't have anything. Pens too hard. I was gonna crumple up something and throw it at him.
Yeah,
because I got instantly annoyed at his fucking face.
You didn't like being scolded.
Fucking shush me, Chris, the producer.
Yeah, you don't like being scolded.
And it wasn't. It was more of a look of disappointment. Like,
it was more of a question of like.
It's more of why would you do that
during
now?
The interview? Yeah.
During the interview,
you don't want to be scolded. By a guy
your first day.
You don't want a guy with a Michael Chiesa beard to scold you.
Maybe it would have made noise if it was fucking cold.
Good point.
You know?
No, that's
right,
a fair point.
Well, then we're even now. All right, I'm over it. But anyway, listen, I got a new car.
I'm
a new
happy
truck.
You do.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness, Jimmy.
It's
been
10
years. And Longo is. You know, fuck. I stopped at home. I stopped because I got ADD.
Sorry.
And I'm trying to tell a story.
You left out the I and the S.
What?
Oh!
Skinny motherfucker. You should get that. That's the best weight loss. You get tested lately?
Yep.
You're good, Jimmy.
I'm waiting for results.
I don't want to see that. You're waiting for. Oh, shit.
What you got a new truck?
I do. I got a new Tahoe. Midnight edition.
Smells good, right?
I
that
love
new
it.
Smell.
Nah, it already stinks of herb. I'm only kidding. No, no.
Don't you love that new car smell?
I don't think. I'm joking. Yes. I love it.
I do too.
Oh, Jimmy, you got to understand. I've been driving my old Tahoe that I got from coaching The Ultimate Fighter Season 6 in 2008. And I had a thing for a decade.
Yeah.
So I get the new car. I'm all happy. I call Longo. He's like, oh boy, you're the best. He goes, almost like I'm a simpleton. Like I'm all happy to have a. He goes, you should have did it 8 years ago. What are you? I'm like, fucking, that guy's, you know, he's always leasing his Cadillacs or whatever he's got.
Yeah.
Like if I go, well, look, I waited this long. And so when you wait that long and you drive your truck into the, not to the ground, but like, listen, the AC's fucking on it. Now it's, listen, it was dated, you know, after a decade.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So, I mean, he's thinking I should have done it a while ago.
Yeah, good use out of it.
But I got, but now after that long and now I'm driving my new truck, oh, it's. Right. So nice, Jimmy.
I love a good new vehicle.
It's so nice. Yeah. Look at you. I know you drove to my house that time. It's something really nice.
Yeah.
A little James Bond looking motherfucker.
I'm not just leasing a Mercedes.
Fuck
it. It's okay. It was cheaper than the car I was leasing.
Hey, and I gave in my truck, you know, to help lower the payments because I'm leasing it. Sure. It worked out great.
Oh, you are leasing.
Yeah. Some of my buddies are like, oh, don't tell me you're giving that truck away. I go, what? Because you got it from the show. I go, what am I going to have a fucking huge trophy in my fucking, what am I doing with the fucking thing? You know? You got to rip it off like a Band-Aid. Just let it go.
Let it go.
That was like my Millennium Falcon. I had to let that thing go.
You had the belt. What do you just look at the truck?
I got to find my belt.
Yeah, that you should find.
That I should find. But I got the memories, Jimmy.
That should be on the fucking
mantle. When I'm in
the
rocking chair as an old man, who cares where the belt is?
Well, I mean, look, you got a new truck, and obviously you're an ex-fighter. You're a tough guy. UFC fighters are very tough.
I want to say it.
But you know.
I want to say it.
That's not the only thing that's tough.
Say it first.
There are.
What?
Other things that are tough.
What's that, Jimmy? Toyo tires.
That's correct. That's why Toyo has been a proud sponsor of the UFC, because they're tough and the fighters are tough, just like the UFC fighters. Toyo tires are built for battle. It's an all or nothing philosophy. Aggressive design, durability, on and off-road capabilities. Yes to all of them.
Yes.
Living life on the highway, yes. Toyo has you covered.
Yes.
Spending some serious time off-road, they have a tire for that too.
Yeah.
No matter what you drive, Toyo has what you need. And frankly, the tires just look cool.
Yeah.
Any vehicle, every terrain, all or nothing.
Toyo tires!
Now the next time you need tires, ask for Toyo. To experience more, visit toyotires.com/UFC. Toyo tires, T-O-Y-O, toyotires.com/UFC.
Oh, we love Toyo tires here at UFC Unfiltered.
Thank those guys for supporting us. We appreciate that very much. We always do. Now, we would be negligent if we didn't get to Conor McGregor news, because obviously this is...
I don't want to get off. Oh, wait, first of all, did you see that little thing with him and Paulie?
That's what I was about to talk about.
Oh, okay. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Is he one of Showtime's color commentators?
Paulie Malignaggi? Yeah.
He doing the fight?
Yeah, he'll be there.
How is Showtime having him do the fight when he's screaming, bring your balls, pussy, to the one of the guys fighting?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that happening?
Well, I was going to say it's Conor's fault, but that's not what I mean. But Conor's the one that brought him in to sparring anyway. He was already a Showtime commentator.
No, I know. I guess so. But still.
It seems like a conflict of interest almost.
As a commentator, can you picture Brian Stan yelling at somebody like that?
Oh, shit. By the way, Brian Stan left the UFC.
Did he leave them or is he leaving them?
I think he's leaving the UFC.
He is, but did he leave them already?
No, he made a keep talking.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think he's gone, his last, man.
You know what it is? When I spoke to him too, and he said it also, he's been away, I forget how many times. You got a bat in a cave?
No.
Okay. I thought you were looking for something. Huh? You gonna pick a winner? You had an itch.
My nose, I have nothing. My nose is so dry.
I'm sorry, Jimmy.
No, I can't. I'm literally peeling my nose off the back. It's so dry. I'm using a new nose spray.
Wink at me if you're really gonna get a bet. Okay, Jimmy. I'm not gonna blow you.
It's not okay. I'll dig in my nose on national television. I don't give a fuck.
I know.
So Brian is gone.
Yes.
Already.
He even told me, listen, I know how it's what it's like with kids to be away. I'm so fortunate that I don't got to go away that much, you know, but just enough. No, I'm only kidding.
But wait, he misses his family.
I think it was, he has three little girls like me, man. So I think the traveling was really killing him. That's what he was telling me.
He's going for his MBA, and I think he's going to a real estate. Brian Stan is a fucking great announcer, man. That's a shame. Good luck to him and farewell. What a great announcer.
He was always fun, man. I hope to see him a lot still.
I only talked to him that one
nice
time.
Guy.
I never got to know him.
Very, very good guy.
And he knows
a great fucking fighter, man. I mean, that guy had that. He was a very tough fighter. I mean, he was a powerhouse.
And he's a great announcer.
And I thought he was great at the fights. That's what's going to suck.
He really,
I wish
really,
he could jump on once in a while. I know they don't work it like that, but he was good. He knows he's been in
who's
there.
Who's replacing him? It's going to be John Anik and who? Oh,
I like Anik, too.
I like Anik a lot.
Yeah, well, they got the whole, Cruz, Cormier still in the mix. You know, Rogan's there for the
They're
panels.
All good. They're all good. I don't got a problem with any of those guys.
Ryan Stan's a big loss, though.
Yeah, and I feel like he's come into his own over the last, year or so.
Yeah.
But good luck to him.
Jimmy.
Yeah,
man. I'm going to miss you next week.
I know.
You know who's going to begin here with me? Your buddy. I'm doing your show.
Yes, you are. Friday morning.
I know.
Tomorrow morning.
No, you twitching or winking?
Winking.
I know.
I did both.
I was going to do it
today.
Today, but I got to go to Adventureland with my kids.
I do.
I understand. I do.
Totally.
I feel bad. And I feel bad because your guy Roland texted me. I said, yes, I'm in for Thursday. And then I remembered that I promised my kids. This was not really that entertaining. But I promised my kids I'd take them to Adventureland, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you're a good husband and a good father.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. And, you know, it's almost back to school time for these kids.
It is.
I'm looking forward to the fight this weekend, though, Jimmy. I am.
I am, too, very much.
We'll get back to who's going to be here next week. I think I said that and then didn't repeat it.
You know, I got to say, too.
What?
Mark Hunt. Can we fucking get him on this show?
Yes.
Instead of guys that cancel on us last minute and Octagon girls who cancel on us last minute, can we get Mark Hunt, who I want to talk to, for Christ's sake? Reacted on Instagram to Verdum against Derek Lewis.
To read it.
I fucking love Mark Hunt. Thought you wasn't ready to fight. You're a true chicken shit, Verdum. Fucking bum. There's two things I hate in fighters. Cheaters and filthy dog cowards. Holy shit. Do you understand, though, what a tough guy you have to be to call Fabricio Verdum a filthy dog coward?
Right. Right, a guy that could probably beat the shit out of 99% of the world.
But do you understand, like, what a savage... Like, do you understand how that world... I'll never exist in that world where you look at Verdum as a filthy dog coward and you say it publicly?
Small cunt.
I know, but still...
You know how many walk-offs he had? How many fucking mic drops? It's like a mic drop.
Mark Hunt is a barbarian, and I love Mark Hunt. Even when he loses, I still love Mark. I love watching him.
I love that. I love that scene of those New Zealand guys giving him like the send off, and they're all doing their little shaka thing.
Yeah,
not shaka.
I know it's called
haka. Right?
Haka.
Oh, I'm close. Yeah. Oh, not shaka. It's haka.
The Maoris. Haka. The Maoris do it.
Right.
Did you watch the Game of Thrones yet?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
You're all caught up?
The season's amazing.
How great!
This season.
I know we're all over the place, but how great was it, Jimmy?
Amazing.
It was so great. You know who I really like, when people don't... All the guys that went behind the wall... We'll get back to that more content in a second. We're not getting off it, Jimmy. I know you love him. Chris is trying to get him on the phone right now. I like that Beric... You know who Beric...
I don't know the name.
I'm going to tell you. It's the guy... Who got brought back to life by the red bitch.
Yeah, he's got a patch.
The eye thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that guy is... I could hear that guy talk all day long. That guy... Hear what he's saying? That he's a little corny, but what he says, but it's so... He doesn't like bullies either, Jimmy. Because John's trying to understand it all. He's got a lot of questions. And then me... And Beric is telling him, behind the way, he's telling him, maybe all we have to understand is... That we have to defend those who can't defend themselves. Almost like superhero shit. But he says it nice.
That's from A Few Good Men, by the way.
Defend. Well, that's from a lot of things. Defend those. That's superhero stuff.
Yeah, but then he said something about, you know, we guard that wall.
I didn't like
You don't ask me how I guard that wall.
I heard
staring
that.
At a bunch of Cubans.
And I like when he told John Jones that about his birth. He goes, you can't handle the truth, he told him. All right, I can't do a good Jack Nicholson.
Neither can I.
That was a boo ready to happen. But I like that was fun, the boo bird, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He gave us the generic fucking, I'll fight anybody.
It was a terrible answer.
That, let me tell and he's a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. You got to get rid of that. You got to drop that.
Yeah.
Drop that. Hey, whoever they see fit, that's not my job. I don't like that answer because it's not a good answer, Jimmy.
No.
Jimmy.
So listen, what do you think about...
Talk to me,
Jimmy. This is the last podcast we'll have together for a week.
That's upsetting. Oh, by the way.
I'm going to call it, by the way, on Monday, on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The Conor fight. That was weird to see... what's his name, Paulie?
Malignaggio.
Yeah. Malignaggio.
What? Show up in that thing at the...
Yeah. Boy,
you think he's trying to set up something for him in the future with Conor?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you think's going on?
I think so, yeah. There's already odds out for that fight.
Really? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
We have to see how this thing goes down. What a spectacle it is, huh?
Kind of
Everybody's talking about it.
You got your ass kicked. Just take it.
People don't ask me, like people that know me around the neighborhood or whatever, they see me, or whatever. They don't bring up a lot of fights to me lately. But, unless it's like a really big one. And everybody's been bringing this up to me.
It's an event.
And people that don't even, I'm like, wow, I didn't even know you knew who that guy was. Like, so it is an event.
If I wasn't going to be away in Iceland, I was going to have people over. Bob Kelly's having people over. Matt invited me over. Anthony Cumia is having a big part. Like, people are just having giant parties around this. This is a much bigger than boxing or UFC event. This is, they said this, by the way, so many people have bet on Conor now that it's a big problem for Vegas if he wins.
I hope he wins. I want him to land that shot. I mean, because some of these boxing analysts are just so damn smug with their fucking, oh, of course he's not. Oh, it's going to be a shot. But they're so, like, smug with it. And, I was watching, oh, what a bunch of idiots.
Yes, they might be right, though.
Oh, no, not about that. But wait till they see the difference. See, the UFC, they don't know how extremely talented the boxers are, and they got a, and they're way more technical. And he was saying, when you see the technique of a, yeah, but dude, of course, in that sport, because he was talking about combat sports in general, but it was like, dude, we have the art of, we're using everything in our fight.
Well, you don't have
like,
to worry about being taken down when you're fighting.
It's a different sport altogether. I could show you some mixed martial arts fights that are a thing of beauty. My fight with Kelly Delonte, but that's not the point.
No, of course not.
No, Jimmy.
It's just an example.
It's a fun fight, Jimmy.
I'm sure it was.
I won.
I know you did.
Okay, but that's not the point. The point is there's beautiful fights out there, and and it's extremely technical. It's that these old geezers have no idea what the fuck they're watching.
Well, here's what they're boxing. First of all, they are arrogant, but there's been such a surge in mixed martial arts.
Yeah, they're jealous, basically.
Boxing is looking at this like, now here's our time to shine. And we're going to let you guys know the technique in boxing. This is them kind of rebelling against all the... Because everyone has just been saying, look, every UFC fighter would kick the shit out of every boxer. Yeah. And it's kind of correct. I mean, I'd put Demetrius Johnson up against a fucking 175-pound boxer. He'd take him down.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, so they kind of know that. So this is the one area where they do reign supreme. And the reality is Conor has never faced a guy who fights as well as a boxer as Mayweather. Never. He's never faced anybody close to Mayweather. Mayweather has faced probably everyone he's faced boxes better than McGregor. And that's no disrespect to McGregor. He's never fought a fucking professional fight. We all know that. That said, I want him to win. I am pulling for him to win. I was debating betting on him, but the odds aren't good enough anymore. There's still 2,500 to one, I would.
Yeah, they said 95% of the bets are going towards Conor now.
Because they got the odds.
Yeah.
And all I know is, at the end of the day, if it's a real fight, it's not even a fight. So, I mean, yeah, they can say what the hell they want. He can go out there, lose in 2 seconds. He can get shut out. I mean, if he goes the distance, I mean, the other guy should be...
anything after five rounds is a victory for Conor.
Yeah, that's huge, it, man.
If he goes to 4 rounds and it's still solid.
But when's the last time the other guy put somebody away?
He's not a knockout guy, but again, he's not fighting a guy who boxes as well as other boxers. Floyd Mayweather should knock Conor McGregor out. He's still a professional fighter.
Yeah.
He should absolutely be able to knock out a guy who has never fought a professional boxer.
That's the thing, man. If he gets in range close enough to try to knock Conor out, that's in Conor's range.
Well, he's going to have to do that. But I still say he fights a defensive fight.
Conor, absolutely, yeah.
Conor is, I feel, something special with those, with his, the way he comes back and his accuracy.
So fast with that left.
You know, we're gonna see. And did they agree on the gloves?
Yeah,
eight ounce gloves.
Floyd fought with them his whole career, though. He's got, I think, 45 of his
a
fights.
A lot of
are
his
those.
Fights, yes. Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. We're going to be watching is all I know.
I'm going to watch.
I'm going to watch.
I'm going to be in fucking Iceland on my computer watching.
I'll be jumping out of my virtual reality to watch.
Oh, you know, oh yeah.
Got a new game today. I'm going to go play it. Child. Big man child.
Good. I like that about you.
Yeah, Jimmy. I did some rolling this morning. I feel so good.
Are you going to miss me?
I am going to miss you next week, Jimmy. I know you're looking at the clock.
Yeah, I got pissed.
We got Bobby Kelly coming in next week. I'm so happy to see Bobby.
And who else?
I'm going to text him and say hi and say, I'm going to see you next week. And he's going to go, oh, what have you been up to? I go, save it for the air. No, I'm not going to say that. But and also, next week, Eddie coming in or no?
Eddie is unfortunately not coming in. He's calling, though. We're going to talk
about
Eddie.
But you know who's going to be in?
I do know.
Ricardo Big Dog Almeida.
Oh, good.
One of the guys I came up with. I cannot wait. We're going to reminisce. We're going to bring it back. I mean, now since he's retired, he's Frank Yeager's jiu-jitsu coach, Eddie Alvarez's, and he works with Edson Barboza. We're going to talk about all that. And I also want to talk coming up with him in Manhattan, man. I've been with Ricardo Almeida. We went together to Abu Dhabi. We competed together over there. We went to Japan more than once, my first time over there. I've been to Brazil with him. So, I mean, I'm very, very tight. This guy is one of the guys that gave me my most beatings coming up. We would battle on the mat. Battle in front of our sensei to try to please him. just go at it like rabid dogs. It was so great. Oh,
you loved it.
Oh, me and Ricardo.
Did he give you some beatings?
Oh yeah. we had good battles, man. We had good times, man. It's great, you know.
Did you give him some beatings?
I had my days. He had his. You know what I mean? But it helped, you know, forge, you know, it helped mold us into the fucking men we are. Look at those fucking calves.
Oh my God.
Look at those calves. Touch it. Touch it. Jimmy. Jimmy, touch my calf.
You're cleaning it up if I do.
No, don't touch it. I take it back.
Can't help. Looks like you're stealing a hockey puck.
You know, Jimmy, if only I didn't eat pizza and cake. I've been eating bad. I went to this place, Krish's, the other day. They had this delicious, right? And they have this the best chocolate cake you can ever have. That, okay, and the tomato rice soup. I know it's a different contrast there, but their chocolate cake, Jimmy.
It's good.
It's the best chocolate cake you ever had. So I got a slice for myself because I got home and my wife was, my kids were, they were out at my in-laws because my sister-in-law's in town. So I got an extra slice for them.
Okay.
At home, you know, just see who wants it, you know, whatever. So, you know, I got home, and this was when the last show when we were here, so the other day. So I go home and I ate dinner and stuff. I picked it up at that place, Krish's, and I had a little chocolate cake. And then they didn't get home till later on. So what I did was I was getting hungry again. So I had like half of the other chocolate cake, Jimmy, and I hid the other chocolate cake. So I made it like I saved you half the chocolate cake. She goes, oh, you didn't get one for us? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, honey. And then I was starting to smile because I'm not good at lying. And I was just like smiling like I'm special. And she's like, what? She's like, don't worry. All right. Well, you saved us some. And that, like, I was nice. And then I'm like, all right. I ate a cake and a half. I had a slice of a half. And she's like, you down? Could you eat the cake? The kids love the cake. I felt like Dom DeLuise from Fatso. I was all shamed. I'm sitting there. Fucking poo sitting there fucking sulking.
Wait, but she doesn't mind when you eat, though.
Oh no, she's a bit of a chubby chaser. She likes me. She likes me chubby, and I like my wife's ass. I like attacking my wife. Thank God this morning too. I went to say goodbye to her, and then she's like, "Oh, you want a quickie?" I go, "Yes." What? Do I want a quickie? Yes. What am I gonna say? No, no, honey, I gotta go.
Yeah.
Out of your fucking mind. By the time she turned around, I was naked.
You were ready.
Oh, well, I was naked. I had to get ready. I got ready real quick, though. A little touch of a bum bum. I was ready, Jimmy.
But after that,
talk to me.
Aren't you too tired to roll?
No. No, I get a little espresso. I feel good, Jimmy.
All right.
What, Jimmy?
I'm jealous.
I have fun, Jimmy.
You do.
I do. I get my head straight.
Yeah.
A little espresso.
Some pot, some cake.
What? Hot cake? All right, Jimmy, this is not goodbye. This is until we see
again. I'll see you in a week.
Yeah.
I'm back in a week. I'm just going away.
Jimmy, I miss you when I don't see you.
I do, too.
I do. I know that's a weird thing to say to another dude.
No, it's not. I'm not homophobic with that weird stuff.
Yeah, well, it's different. If I had a tits and a wig, I'm fucking
I'd be taking you with me.
Jimmy! Never mind. Oh. Listen to me. That would have
been ruined. Great, that would have been a great ending.
That would have been... Chris, forget about the ice. Can you just get me a new pair of shorts? Hi-yo! UFC Unfiltered. What do you want to plug?
I'm going to plug my own tour, JimMorrison.com. If you want to see me, come see me. It's a brand new hour of material. Just as importantly, McGregor Mayweather this Saturday. I don't need to promote it, but it's an event. And even if you're not that interested, if you're a hardcore UFC guy and you're like, yeah, it's a boxing match, it's still an interesting combat sport event. Regardless of what happens, this type of shit gets talked about all the time. What would happen if? What if? And now it's happening.
Ooh.
So the fact is, this is not Couture James Tony.
How'd that go?
Not well for Tony. This is a bigger event, and it's going to be very, very interesting. If Conor gets killed, he gets killed. If he fucking gets a shot in and knocks Mayweather out, either way, you still want to see this fight. I know I'm going to buy this fight. I'm going to purchase this fight if I can't find a place that's showing it in Iceland at 3 in the morning. I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'll see you guys in a week. And thank you very much to Charles Bird for calling in. And I guess Ray Borg was just too busy to get back to Us? Okay, cool.
That's cool, Borg. Go Mighty Mouse! Yay, Team Mighty Mouse!
All right, we'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody. I'll be here next week, though. Make sure you listen.